How are the rookies performing on defense for this Philadelphia Eagles football team? Let's take a look at the rookie class on D. We start with Brandon Boykin, Fletcher Cox. We start with Michael Kendricks. We've got a good group of guys here, but Boykin alphabetically is the first one up here, Adam. And tough to really get a read on him. I think he's played a lot better of late than a period of time early in the season.
Yeah, I think teams were picking on him. He's the rookie. He's playing in slot. He's a slot corner. Not real big. He is willing to be physical. I like that. He's a smart kid. The Eagles asked him to do a lot early on the season. I don't know if he's ready for it. They made a decision to cut Hosele Johansson, and they obviously saw plenty in the preseason, which we all did. Guy's a really good football player. Thought he'd be a little bit better on kickoff returns. I think, going forward, I think he'll be better with that. But overall, I think he's been okay, just okay.
Ceiling for Brandon Boykin, Adam?
Very good. In fact, at Georgia, he was asked to play outside. He can play outside. It's not like he's just a slot corner. But right now, he is their slot corner. I think he'll get much better as the future seasons progress.
All right, number one draft pick, Fletcher Cox, has been, I think, everything the Eagles hoped he would be. Maybe a little bit more. He's really, really come on here in the last few weeks. And number 91, Adam, a bright, bright future.
And you see that his hands are terrific. He's got a big-time motor. And his foot quickness for an interior defensive lineman is outstanding. He's just going to get better. There's no question about it. He's got a great temperament. He wants to get better. And you're seeing lately the pass rush moves have improved from a technique standpoint. I think that's clearly helping him.
Yeah, Tommy Brazier seems to have had a very positive impact with Cox and with the guys up front. And whether the Eagles are in a 3-4 or 4-3 next year, we're talking to Brazier about it. He said that if the Eagles were to play a 3-4, Cox would be an outstanding end.
Five technique, right. You have to probably put a little weight on, but yes, because he's got great hands. It's when you play a five technique, you got to have great hands like Aaron Smith. Remember the Steelers DN. Someone like that.
5.5 sacks for Cox along the lines of Corey Simon and the success he had back in the early 2000s.
Hurries.
Yeah.
He gets a lot.
A pretty good pass rusher here. Needs to work against the run, as does this entire defense. Now, next up on our list, Vinny Curry, defensive end out of Marshall. Maybe you expected when the Eagles took him so high in the draft in April that he would play more. We haven't seen a whole lot of him, Adam. What we've seen, kid works really hard, gets to the football, relentless, loves the game.
We'll need to get better with technique, but you have to understand, Washburn does not like playing younger players. That's just the way he was. Now, with him out of the picture, you're seeing Curry play more, and he'll get better with his technique and his understanding of how the game is played at the NFL level. At Marshall, he got away with a lot of things. Here, you're not going to. But you see the 1-2, you see the effort, and he plays to the whistle. He's going to just get better. I clearly think they've got a guy that they could build around here.
All right, so that's Vinny Curry. And one of the pieces around whom the Eagles will build this defense in the future. We'll see a lot more of Vinny Curry, I would think, in these last two games. Next up, from the very first day he was taken in the second round back in April, we all felt that he would step right into the starting lineup, and Michael Kendricks has done exactly that, playing both at the Sam linebacker's position and the weak side linebacker position. I think Kendricks has the makings, Adam, of a terrific, terrific football player.
Yeah, I think he's going to be an outstanding will linebacker because he's a fast flow linebacker. He's got great feet. He can drop into coverage. He can be disruptive. This is a guy who had double-digit sacks at University of California. This guy's only going to get better. He's willing to be physical, which you like. He's already played in the box. He's already covered tight ends. I think the sky's the limit. I think he's going to be a really good player.
The one thing I'd like to see as we take a look at his numbers, I'd like to see the Eagles use him more on the blitz. I think he could be a really disruptive pass rusher.
It's a thing you and I have talked about with him all season. I don't know why he has not been used as a pass rusher. But that's something that you could game plan in the spring for. And you could line him up in the box. You could stun him because you could use him as a joker. He would be a great joker, as a matter of fact, because he's got great speed. So I think he's going to be really good for them.
All right, so that's our look at the 2012 Eagles rookies on defense.